damned Jack Kennedy into bringing in the Navy fighter planes, which were just over the horizon on the Navy flat tops. Their engines were even warmed up, so they were obviously intended to be used. But Kennedy didn't intend to bring us into World War III that casually. And so when the man in charge of the Bay of Pigs, General Cabell, Charles Cabell, who just by strange coincidence happened to be the brother of Mayor Earl Cabell, in whose town Jack Kennedy was murdered a year or two later, when General Charles Cabell called on President Kennedy to make the Navy planes available, John Kennedy said, absolutely not, and turned them down. So that was not really John Kennedy's project at all. In the Cuban Missile Crisis, when that was laid on John Kennedy, he recognized it for the crisis it was, for the possible beginning of World War III, but it's important to see that in its perspective. It's becoming increasingly apparent, I think, to most thinking Americans, and I certainly have no beef for the Russians, because I happen to be on the American side and served most of my adult life in the service. But it's becoming increasingly apparent to most Americans that the reason the Russians put the missiles in there was they wanted to discourage any further American adventurism or landing in Cuba. And in any case, whichever view you take, the crisis was laid upon us by those missiles. And Kennedy's view, certainly the right view, was we had to get those missiles out of there. But the approach to recommended to him by the military and our intelligence advisors around Kennedy was to bomb and invade Cuba. A desire much desired, of course, by the military intelligence. But Kennedy replied, as only Kennedy could, wouldn't that kill an awful lot of Cubans? And so he found a solution that they didn't dream of, because you can't deny his intelligence nor his imagination. And his solution, which he was able to work out, communicating through the Russian ambassador and with Khrushchev of Russia, they worked out a solution in which Kennedy's solution was the blockade. Without firing shots, without bombing Cuba, without killing Cuba, we simply set up a blockade. And at first, reluctantly, and then finally, realizing that was the best solution, the Russians ended up pulling out their missiles. And that was what I would...